Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
With recent changes in the retail and distribution space, e-commerce solutions are becoming more important than ever. But what are the best e-commerce systems in the market? What are those top 10 systems you should be considering? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And e-commerce systems are one of the most popular systems in today's day and age, largely because of the transformation that many retailers and distribution, and even some B2B types of organizations are going through. And many of them are relying on e-commerce technology to help them enable their transformations and provide a better customer experience. So what I want to talk about today are the top 10 e-commerce systems in the marketplace today. Now, the criteria we use to rank these systems, first of all, it's important to note that we're completely independent. Our firm is not affiliated with any of the software vendors we talk about here today. And second of all, the evaluation criteria we use are largely based on a number of factors, things like market share adoption, cost, overall value, functionality, ease of integration to other systems, and then just our overall client experience with these different systems. So without further ado, let's dive into the top 10 list. Number 10 on our list is a product called Weebly. Weebly is a great e-commerce solution, especially for smaller and mid-sized retailers and distribution types of organizations. It's a system that is relatively low cost that can be a good entry point or a good beginner type of e-commerce solution. Now, some of the biggest strengths of this solution are, first of all, as I mentioned before, the cost is very effective for a lot of organizations. There's a considerable amount of value that organizations tend to get out of the solution relative to that cost. We've also found that our clients find that there's strong visual appeal in terms of how the e-commerce functionality and the processes are laid out in front of your customers. And then finally, there is strong email integration. That's another strength of this particular product. On the flip side, just as is the case with all of the top 10 systems here, there are weaknesses of this system as well. First of all, compared to some of the other systems in the top 10 list, the search engine optimization capabilities are relatively weak. So that's something that if you really value SEO and you're trying to get found via the internet, via search engine results, Weebly may actually not be the best option for you. The other consideration is that there isn't very strong Amazon integration. It's very difficult to integrate with Amazon. So if you're an Amazon seller or you have an Amazon store, Weebly may not be the best fit for you. And then finally, Weebly charges transaction fees on some of the lower cost plans. So even though it may be lower cost to get your foot in the door and to start using the product, it can actually increase or escalate the cost over time with those transaction fees. So all that being said, that's enough to land Weebly at number 10 on our list. Coming in at number 9 on our list is a product called PrestaShop. And PrestaShop is unique in that it's an open source system and it's free. So those are two positives for this sort of product. And the beauty of using an open source product like PrestaShop is that you not only have flexibility to tailor the software however you might need to use it, but you also have a lot of third-party apps and a lot of different apps you can tie into this particular product. So if that sounds like the sort of flexibility and openness that you're looking for, PrestaShop can be a great fit. The other strength that landed PrestaShop at number 9 on our list is the fact that it has very strong SEO or search engine optimization capabilities, unlike our number 10 option that we went through. And so if that's something that's important to you, if you're a strong internet marketer, or you want to become an internet marketer or get found via the internet, PrestaShop can be a great solution for you. Some of the downside risks of using a product like PrestaShop is, first of all, clients and others in the industry have found that there's slower load times, so the performance is somewhat questionable or not as strong as some of the other systems in the marketplace. All the apps that are available in the PrestaShop ecosystem can add up over time. Those costs can add up and actually increase your overall cost. And there's limited third-party integration to other systems. So if you're looking to tie your e-commerce solution into other systems, this isn't the best one for that sort of integration that you might need to run your entire enterprise. But all that being said, that's enough to land PrestaShop at number 9 on our list. Coming in at number 8 on our list is a product called Volusion. And Volusion is a great e-commerce solution, especially for smaller and mid-sized organizations. We find that the simplicity and ease of use of the product is something that fits pretty well for those smaller and less complex organizations. Now, the reason it's such a good fit for small and mid-size organizations is, first of all, the pricing is very predictable and it's very reasonable. So you compare it to other systems in the marketplace, there aren't those hidden costs, those hidden kickers or escalators that some of the other products have in the top 10 list. And the other thing we found with this product is the onboarding support and just getting the adoption and getting you familiar with the product is very strong compared to other solutions out there. Other solutions provide more of a do-it-yourself type of approach to getting you set up, whereas Volusion tends to provide more onboarding support to help you get started. So those are some of the strengths of the product. Now, the downsides of this particular product are, first of all, the overall user interface and look and feel of the product looks a bit dated. There's other products out there that just look more modern and look more easier to use for the end user customer experience. There's slower load times on the product, so the product has been known to not be as responsive and as fast as some of the other systems in the marketplace. And finally, if you're an organization like a retailer that likes to cross-sell or upsell, it doesn't have that capability to provide recommendations and automate some of those capabilities to help provide those upsell and cross-sell types of capabilities. But all of that being said, when we look at the pros and cons, that's enough to land Volusion at number 8 on our list. Coming in at number 7 on our list is a product called Magento. And Magento is one of the more commonly known systems in the marketplace. And it's also one that's built for larger organizations. So if you're a larger multi-store system, we talked about in our top 10 list. And it also has strong visual appeal and a good user interface. So it's something that's easier to use and easy to learn and easy to maintain. So you don't need a lot of sophisticated IT support to be able to support that longer term. Some of the downsides of this product include lack of e-commerce integration. So integrating to other solutions. If you're a larger organization and you want to tie to your warehouse or to your financials or whatever the case may be, it can be difficult to do that with this particular product. It also doesn't allow for payment gateways. So if that's something that's important to your e-commerce processes, that's something you may want to consider. And then finally, the product doesn't provide the type of phone support that other providers offer. So if you're looking for a high touch type of vendor that not only provides a product or a solution, but can also help you along the way via their support, this isn't the best solution for you. But having said that, it also is a simpler product that's easier to learn. So it's a bit of a trade-off there. But all that being said, is enough to land Squarespace at number 6 on our list. Coming in at number 5 on our list is a product called 3DCart. And just like Magento, 3DCart is another e-commerce provider or solution that's built for larger, more scalable organizations. The product is highly customizable. It allows you to sell via multiple channels. So it definitely supports that whole omni-channel strategy that many retailers and e-commerce providers strive for. And it's also scalable and reliable in terms of transaction volume and processing and speed and whatnot. Now, the downside of the product includes that some of the templates look a bit outdated, doesn't have quite the user-friendly customer experience that you might get with some of the other products in the marketplace. The phone support and the overall support of the product provided by the vendor is not as strong as some of the other systems in the marketplace. And many customers of the product have also expressed concern or challenges during the upgrade process. So those are some things to consider as you consider this particular product. But overall, that's enough to land 3DCart at number 5 on our list. Coming in at number 4 on our list is another highly adopted e-commerce provider in the marketplace, and that is WooCommerce. And the reason WooCommerce comes in at number 4 on our list is for a number of reasons. First of all, it's extremely strong in SEO capabilities. So if you're trying to get found on the internet and you're trying to do more internet marketing and get more visibility via Google and Bing and other search engines, then WooCommerce is a great solution for you. It also offers one-click purchasing, which not all the e-commerce providers in the top 10 list provide. And that's something that's very important to increase your conversion rate and ensure that you're making the sale when you have people that are on your website. And then finally, there's a lot of different service providers out there. So you're not solely dependent on one service provider. There's plenty of third-party providers that can support the product, or at least more than some of the other e-commerce providers in the marketplace. So those are some of the strengths of the product. Now, some of the downsides of this product are, first of all, it can be difficult to host. So it is something that requires hosting, and that can be somewhat costly. And we've had clients and others in the industry that have expressed concern over that cost. It can also be difficult to troubleshoot. So it's not the easiest solution to learn. It's not the easiest solution to maintain from a technical perspective. And finally, the other downside is that it does require a lot of extensions. If you're looking for the full capabilities of the product and you're looking to deploy those full capabilities, it requires extensions that can add to the complexity of the overall implementation. But overall, that's enough to land WooCommerce at number 4 on our list. Coming in at number 3 is perhaps the best known system on our top 10 list, and that is Shopify. Shopify is an e-commerce solution that's used by organizations of all different sizes and a lot of different situations. So there's a good market adoption to begin with. Of all the systems in the marketplace, it has the fastest load time and response time. So it's an extremely responsive system. So it's extremely scalable for larger organizations as well. The buy button makes it extremely simple for your customers to buy products. So your conversion rates are going to be higher in those cases. It supports over 100 payment processors worldwide. So that can be a plus if you're using different types of payment processors throughout the world. It also provides apps that allow for one-click selling, so one-click purchasing. So again, that increases the conversion rate and can provide for a better customer experience to ensure you're not losing sales that you could otherwise be achieving. And finally, it has pretty strong customer support compared to some of the other systems in the marketplace. Now, the downside is that, first of all, it's not as strong at SEO as some of the other products in the marketplace. The content marketing isn't as strong as some of the other systems in the marketplace. So if you're trying to provide complementary marketing and sales types of collateral to support the actual product listings and the overall customer experience, that can be a limitation of the product. In addition, the checkout feature and capabilities are not customizable. So that can be tricky if it doesn't fit exactly what you want the checkout experience to look like for your organization. And then finally, if you're looking for some of the advanced features and apps, that can actually increase the cost and make the product overall more costly than some of the other systems in the marketplace. But all those things considered are enough to land Shopify at number 3 on our list. Coming in at number 2 on our list is Wix. Wix is another solution that's used by a lot of small, mid-sized organizations. It's one of the more simple and easier to use products on our list. And some of the strengths of the product, in addition to being simple to use, is that it has tons of free themes. So it's easy to set up. It provides templates that provide a quick setup if you want to use one of the templates that are offered by the product. It's also not only simple to use, but also simple to set up when compared to the other systems in the marketplace. And the product includes marketing automation too, which is pretty unique compared to some of the others in the top 10 list. So if you want to provide emails and automated workflows within your marketing processes, it can support that as well. So it could actually not only be an e-commerce provider, but also provide you some marketing capabilities that some of the other providers don't offer. Now, the downside of the product is, first of all, it doesn't have the strong SEO capabilities as some of the other products in the marketplace. It doesn't integrate as well with Amazon as some of the other systems in the marketplace, and it has weak upselling capabilities. So if you're trying to grow your customer experience and what you want your overall customer experience to look like, it's scalable for even larger organizations, or as you grow as a retailer or organization, it'll allow you to provide more transactional volume and scale up to meet that growth and that increased transaction volume that goes along with that. And it's also particularly strong in multi-channel selling. So if you're trying to enable a better omni-channel experience, this can be a particularly good product. And finally, it has strong SEO performance. So if you're trying to get found on Google and other search engines, this can be a very good product for you. Now, some of the downsides of this product are, first of all, it doesn't have the one-click selling capability that a lot of organizations desire to increase that conversion rate. We've also found that it has inconsistent loading speed, so the response time is a bit slower, or can be a bit slower than some of the other systems in the marketplace. And higher volume stores tend to pay more. The transactional volumes and costs that go along with that tend to escalate the cost over time, and that can be somewhat cost prohibitive for some organizations. But all of these things being said, that's enough to land BigCommerce at number 1 on our list of top 10 e-commerce providers. So I hope this top 10 list has helped. And one thing I want to point out is that depending on the needs of your organization, the size, complexity, what it is you're trying to accomplish with your organization and your customer experience, you're going to have different priorities and needs, and that could shuffle up this top 10 list depending on what those priorities are. So I hope this has provided you a starting point to consider what might you look at as your shortlist for e-commerce providers. And for more information related to e-commerce and overall digital transformation best practices, I encourage you to check out our 2021 Digital Transformation Report. That's an annual report we publish each year